Why preaching is a positive nuisance. I like this title today. Why preaching is a positive nuisance. Hello, it's Malcolm here, and welcome to Tuesday Teaching Tips, episode 114. Thanks for joining me. This idea comes from a quote by a British classical music composer called Gustav Holst. If you're in the UK, you'll be familiar with the song we sing, "I Vow to You, My Saviour," which comes from a piece of music he wrote. Anyway, he said this: never compose anything unless the not composing of it becomes a positive nuisance to you. That's a superb quote about anything, any creative endeavour, I would say. But I love the way that I think it can apply to preaching. The same holds. A lot of our sermons, when you've actually delivered them, and I've had this experience, we've delivered them with a sense of relief. You know, that sense of, I had to get that out. Not out of, hopefully, frustration, but more out of a joyful anticipation of the impact it can and will have. I must admit, though, that's not always the case. And sometimes I've lacked that itch. I must get this out. So we need to reflect on the fact that why would we preach if we don't feel the imperative to preach? Why speak if the holding in is not more painful than the letting go? Jeremiah felt that pain, didn't he, in chapter 20, verses 8 and 9. Whenever I speak, he said, I cry out, proclaiming violence and destruction. So the word of the Lord has brought me insult and reproach all day long. But if I say, I will not mention him, or speak any more in his name. His word is in my heart like a fire shut up in my bones. I am weary of holding it in. Indeed, I cannot. Jeremiah knew what Gustav Holst was referring to. Peter and John felt something similar when they were told not to preach anymore in Acts chapter 4, verses 19 and 20. Peter and John replied, judge for yourselves whether it is right in God's sight to obey you rather than God, for we cannot help speaking about what we have seen and heard. You and I, if we've been granted the grace to preach the word, we've got a responsibility to make sure that we're responding to a deep inner authentic call that emanates from God's word, that it's God's word stirring in our soul, spilling out through our mouths onto the ears and hearts of the hearers that God has gifted us. So how do we develop this positive nuisance? Three tips, and then I'd like to know what you think. Firstly, get a soaking. Certainly, while quality is more important than quantity, it is undeniably true that more time reading, thinking about, and studying the Bible gives us a clearer sight of the heart of God. We need to spend quantity time in our Bible regularly, not just quality. Get a soaking. Secondly, ask the questions. Questioning the text opens up our own imagination, which in turn prompts the heart. So questions like, what did the hearers think this meant? Or what did the writer intend his hearers to understand? What action might God have hoped we might take from this passage? These kinds of questions, and of course, what it means for you and me personally. What is the accepted, anticipated, hoped-for response in my life from what I'm reading and studying? Get a soaking, ask the questions, and thirdly, pray the text. Praying through the passage or about the themes of the passage helps us to deepen our conviction levels. Often I've experienced God's hand putting the truth of a passage onto my heart through a time of prayer. Indeed, I would say if we don't pray through the text, we're in greater danger, at least, of putting our own assumptions onto the text rather than hearing God's voice through the text. And as God's voice works through the text on our own hearts through prayer, it's more likely we're going to get this burning desire to share what we have been taught. So, what do you think about this? I believe if you put those three tips into practice, you'll find the nuisance value of Scripture will grow in you over time. And then just as Jesus taught as one with authority, the people were amazed at him, so may they also, our hearers, be amazed at what they hear from God through us. For Jesus, and hopefully just like us, it just had to come out, whatever the consequences. So let's pray that it may be like that for every sermon we preach, every lesson we teach. To some degree, more or less, but an outpouring of the burning that is within. Let the Word of God be a positive nuisance for us. So what do you think about these ideas? Have you had that feeling? Have you found a good way to develop that feeling? I'd love to know. Please leave a comment wherever you hear this recording, because we learn best when we learn from one another, and that means learning in community. Please pass the link to this on to one other person. Like the podcast, subscribe to them, leave a review if you wouldn't mind. And until the next time, I hope you have a terrific Tuesday and a wonderful week. God bless.